We're here with North Dakota State women's basketball head coach, Jory Collins. Coach, first off, congratulations on being named the Summit League's Coach of the Year. And what does that honor mean for you, kind of understanding that there's a lot of players that go into it, a lot of other coaches, but for your team to have that individual honor?
Well, I mean, I think any coach would tell you, you know, the person that wins Coach of the Year usually has the best supporting cast and a great group of players and assistant coaches, and obviously our situation is no different. You know, we had a great group of people to work with this year, and I think that's just a product of having a really good regular season. You know, you try to surround yourself with the best people possible, and we've been really good at just putting a good group together through the coaching staff and obviously the roster.
And I mean, to be Coach of the Year, you have to have some great players. And basically half of your game day contributors were honored in some way or another. And Kunin, Frost, Schiller, Asp. I mean, what has this team been like to coach this year? And did you think that they were as talented as the product you put on the court when you began fall workouts?
Yeah, I mean, you know, lots of accolades and obviously very well deserved, in my opinion. You know, I think Avery established herself as one of the best players in the league this year and obviously deserved that honor. Marissa Frost, Jocelyn Schiller had outstanding seasons, and obviously Carrington as a young player was really impactful her first time being out there. You know, obviously you recruit kids and you try to see the highest, what's their ceiling going to be, and you look at them in the most positive light possible. Not everybody reaches their ceiling, but we had extremely high hopes for this group. And, you know, to see them come close to reaching their potential and play at some of their highest levels for an extended period of time this year over a 23-game winning streak, you know, that was probably a little more than I anticipated, but obviously, you know, felt like they were capable of playing at a high level.
And specifically with Carrington Asp, a freshman who was not only named the league's freshman of the year, but also the sixth woman of the year within the league. How impressive is that to be able to get both accolades? And I mean, where can that growth go in knowing that there's that much talent that has been there in just 1 year with three left?
Yeah, I mean, she's somebody that isn't close to scratching her ceiling yet. She's just an uber talented young player to begin with. And, you know, you look at Carrington, she's physically already really strong for the college level. That allowed her to come in and just impact immediately. She's still learning things about the game. She still has some freshman mistakes every once in a while. But the sheer talent is obviously very noticeable. So I can't wait to get in the postseason with her, you know, this spring and summer and actually dive into her game and you know, try to take her to another level.
Piggybacking off of that one with a couple of your all-league guards and Schiller and Frost as well, how great is it to have two young ladies like that that can run that backcourt? They flow so well off each other, and of course they make your team that much more explosive.
Yeah, I mean, we consider those two both kind of the tip of the spear of our team, and they initiate offense, they initiate our defense, they're out in front of everything. They're actually very similar in a sense of personality wise. They're both really quiet, but ultimate competitors, kind of silent assassin types, don't say a whole bunch, but are two of the toughest kids on our team. They have different games offensively that I think complement each other really well. And we're able to trade them off from point guard to shooting guard or combo, whatever you want to call it, throughout the game to suit us whatever we feel like is the best. So, you know, to have those two players as just sophomores this year with some years ahead of them playing together, that's got me excited. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And the one that I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't ask about, Avery Kunin, being the league's MVP, the defensive player of the year on the all-defensive team. What growth have you seen out of her the last couple of seasons, and how good do you think she really can be with another year under her belt?
You know, she's evolved. I mean, there's no question that from her freshman year to this year, her growth and development, I would say on and off the floor, has been tremendous. I mean, she's just matured in a lot of different ways. I think her mindset is probably the number one way where she's changed the most. She was always very, very athletic. Now she's understanding more and more how to play with nine other people around you and some basketball feel for certain situations has really grown a ton. But she has more in the tank too. And she'll be another player in the offseason that, man, if we can get in there and add a couple things to her game, she's going to be just as tough, if not better, going into her senior year.
When you approach this weekend at the Denny Hanford Premier Center for the Summit League Tournament, where is the mindset of this squad, regardless of results and the possibilities of your season maybe being extended past this next weekend?
Yeah, I mean, you just go into the week. We've shut down the regular season. We celebrated Saturday after the game, and as soon as we met again on Monday, that was behind us, and we're on to the next. And the third part of our season, we kind of break it up, is obviously postseason conference tournament. So we're super excited this week to go in, put our best foot forward, and go out. And we're going there to win three games. I mean, that's the mindset of our team. We want to go make the NCAA tournament. We are preparing that way and getting our minds right to go do that.
Last thing I have for you today, Coach, knowing that you guys got the top seed, you have the Coach of the Year, the men basically mirrored it with four accolades, Coach of the Year with Coach Richmond and getting the one seed as well. How cool is that to be able to have all that happen under the same facility, and how cool was it to be able to share that with your fans the past week?
Well, it's great. Dave and I are really good friends and hang out quite a bit, and I couldn't be happier for him and his team also to be Summit League regular season champs and for him to get Coach of the Year. I have a ton of respect for him, not only as a coach, but as a friend, as a husband, as a dad, and we talk about a lot of different things. So he's got a great group of guys. I wish I got to watch him play more often. I was excited to get to watch him last Saturday when we doubleheaded and got to watch him against UND. But I hope our fan base is excited. I hope they travel to Sioux Falls to come see us. We put ourselves in a good spot. So it should be a fun weekend.